What is so exciting is when people start training on a regular basis, they start feeling better. You say, I'm too tired. But as you start training and you start disciplining this body, you get more energy. One of the great advantages of increasing activity is your energy level increases.
Does God care about your diet or if you exercise? Find out on today's Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth Copeland and his special guests, Dr. Don and Kyle Colbert, as they continue with their teaching, God's Health and Wellness Plan.
Praise God, everybody. Victory time is upon us. Glory to God. Jesus is Lord, and things are a-changing, brother. God, we appreciate you, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for providing so for us from your word. And this is the believer's voice of victory. We shout your word, and things have to change. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Colbert men, let's get down to things here. Right. We've talked about a lot of things, but let's get down to where the action has to come on the scene. We're talking about the habits that we need to get into that issue. Now, included in that is this need for training. Your spirit has to be exercised and trained. Your mind has to be exercised and trained. And your body has to be exercised and trained. And that's the only way your emotions are ever going to be stable enough for you to have any kind of life on this earth. Mm-hmm. So there's some changes that have to be made. The hardest part about it is the decision to do it. Once you make the decision and God's word is in front of you, and like we were talking earlier, I can take that new book, Dr. Colbert's, and hold it up there. I can do this thing. It's the name, the title of it. I can do this, that, or I can make these changes. Without your decision, anything ever going to happen. Amen. Your mind will beat you. Your flesh will beat you.
And too many things against you.
Too many things going on. So, we get in particularly into the physical part of it, exercise. That's when I want to talk to you about these things, Kyle. That's what God's called you to do. Mm-hmm. And so, Doc, get us into this now. Where these, the changing of these habits, the change of a habit, not just getting rid of an old one, creating a new one.
You got to have the desire, and you have to see the vision. What is the vision? What does this habit create in
you? That helps you over the hard part.
Absolutely.
Right at first.
When you see the tremendous benefits, kind of like Deuteronomy 28, these blessings will follow those that believe, and then the curses that don't believe. Well, when you see the blessings of exercise, prevents heart disease, prevents cancer, reverses depression and anxiety. It's one of the best antidepressants, one of the best anti-anxiety agents you can use. It also prevents osteoporosis, thinning of the bones. It keeps your joints lubricated, helping to prevent arthritis. It helps the mind, prevents Alzheimer's. It's just all of these tremendous blessings.
I have to inject this right here because if we had time, we'd get into it. But I knew that. But I would exercise and I'd go the other way. Oh, man, I would just crash, and I was praying, but I refused to quit I just because of my commitment to the Lord about it. I didn't know why my faith was not overcoming it. Now, it wasn't because God wouldn't do it. Now, don't you ever accuse God of being the one that's failing here. It's me that's messing this up. And finally, when I realized my goal was off. God said in Genesis 6:3, the days of man shall be 120 years. And I realized it's not because I just need to live here a long time or I'm scared to die. He needs me here that long a time in order to get done what he needs to do. Mm-hmm. Doc, when I accepted that one thing and it said, that's just as much the word of God as by his stripes you were healed or you must be born again. I said, that's the word. Mm-hmm. I don't want to stay here no 120 years, but that's not my choice. I'm going to do it. Immediately, my exercise started working.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. I've been trying to do this since I was 40 years old, and that's a long time ago.
Now,
it worked.
It does work.
Awesome. So it was the word. Mm-hmm. I just hadn't.
You hadn't grasped it. The revelation was not there. Now, what we have to realize, the people that succeeded in the National Weight Control Registry who lost the weight, kept it off, they made a commitment to exercise or instead of exercise. See, exercise is a dirty word for a lot of Christians because bodily exercise profits little, but that, godliness is profitable at all things.
Read
this is 1 Timothy 4, verse 8. And I like the New Living Translation. Physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. But again, what Christians don't understand is in order to fulfill the calling and the purpose that God has given us, we have got to increase our activity or exercise.
All he did was just put it in proper order.
Right.
He didn't say do away with it, lazy. He just put it in proper, didn't he? He said the spiritual training is first, but then you got to do the physical training.
Right. Now, again, what we have to do is just make it a habit. And you don't have to go to... A lot of people are thinking...
Right there.
Now, in a lot of people's minds, you envision yourself in leotards, especially women, at the gym, doing calisthenics and doing weights and things like that. You don't have to do that at first. All I tell people to do is start moving or start rebounding. As you rebound, start bouncing. Even if you don't have a rebounder, bounce on your bed as long as it's sturdy enough to support you. But as you start to move and walk, just walking is one of the best exercises we can do. As we walk, it literally, we start to pump the lymphatics and start to cleanse our bodies. The weight starts to come off. You start to build muscle. Those legs become more muscular. And as you build muscle, you increase your metabolic rate and you burn fat. So literally, a friend of mine, Danny Cahill, won the Biggest Loser this past year. He lost 239 pounds. Now he ate a very balanced dietary program with lots of vegetables, a few fruits. You know, he cut out his sugars, he cut way back on his starches, and he ate lean proteins and things like this. But the key thing that Danny told me that he did that helped him lose weight is exercise. He exercised every day. Now, again, you don't have to exercise a lot. You don't have to exercise every single day. I believe in a Sabbath day to rest.
Consistency is the key to power, isn't
it? Right, absolutely.
Stay with it.
You've
on a constant, consistent basis, starting with the Word, starting with your confession, starting then with your exercise, with your food intake, and this whole thing is being consistently and constantly, which is actually the definition of the word patience.
Amen.
Being the same daily. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's consistent,
Amen.
Isn't it?
Right, absolutely. And Paul said it so eloquently in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. He says, I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Training it. Again, we have got to train our bodies like an athlete. Say, body, you don't feel like it, but we're going to do it anyway because I've got a mission on this earth. God's given me a plan, a purpose. And I've got to do it. Too many pastors are too tired of doing funerals in their churches. I cannot tell you, when I go to churches and teach, pastors come up to me and say, Dr. Coble, I got to have you here.
Oh, I know.
I said, too many of my people are dying. I'm doing too many funerals. It's sucking the life out of me. We're not, the church is dying because the people are dying. So again, we've got to wake up. And one of the things we've got to do is we've got to discipline our bodies like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, Paul said, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. So this is a simple habit that we have to make. And that's why Kyle, he's a certified personal trainer. And he's trained people over the years, has trained famous people. But what is so exciting is when people start training on a regular basis, they start feeling better. You say, I'm too tired. But as you start training and start disciplining this body, you get more energy. One of the great advantages of increasing activity is your energy level increases. And for you people thinking, I've got to wear these leotards, got to go to the gym, people are going to laugh at me and look at me. No, you don't. You just have to get out with a friend, go walking, pray in the Spirit, put on the CD, listen to CDs of worship tapes.
Well, and when you get right down to it, what difference did it make if they did laugh at you? Skinny will be here in a few days.
There you go.
Then let them laugh.
You speak it out.
Amen.
You speak faith out.
Yeah. A good friend of mine lost about 200 pounds, and he was in the laundry business. He built laundries back when there were a lot of laundromats and stuff. And this woman was so mad, and she said, "I'm telling you, that fat guy came in here, and he did this, and he did that." And she said, "I don't ever want that fat guy coming in." And she was talking to him, but she didn't recognize him because he was over 100 pounds lighter. You know? He said, "Woman, I'll tell you right now, the fat man will never be back. I'll see to it." So it was his turn to laugh, you see. Right. And that brings up something here now, Kyle. When people first start exercising, I noticed this was really discouraging to me over the years till I found out why. And here again, I was doing the scale thing, you know.
Right.
And everybody hollering at me about this exercising. Well, I was thrilled when my athletic days were over because I didn't ever intend to get in the dirt again. Man, I'm done with this. I hated it. And I said so with my mouth, and that put me in a trap.
Right. Sure.
So I'd go in there and start my walking and start working out, and I'd get on my scale, and man, what was happening to people when they'd start exercising here all of a sudden, and the scale just goes sky high?
Well, see, you have to understand, typically when you start exercising, you begin building muscle, and muscle weighs more than fat. So a lot of my clients would actually gain 1 or 2 pounds, but they'd lose 1 or 2 inches around their waist. So I tell all my clients, don't judge your exercise and the progression of where you're going by your weight. Do it by the inches around your waist.
Now, what happens though? What happens in that muscle building process when that muscle starts going through that process of building? There's all kinds of stuff going on in there. But is that when it maintains water for a while it's doing that?
Mm-hmm. Well, what happens?
Because there's water will stay in
absolutely.
There for what, 2-3 weeks there for a while
exactly.
before you finally flush that out?
See, your muscle cell is so different from your fat cell. Your fat cell is metabolically lazy. It has few mitochondria. The mitochondria are the energy factories in the cell. Every cell has mitochondria that produce energy. But the muscle cell is chock full of thousands of mitochondria, where the fat cells only have a very few mitochondria. The mitochondria literally produce energy. As you produce energy, you burn calories, and it has more water in it. There's much more water in muscle cells, and there's very little water in fat cells. So what we're dealing with is we're dealing with an incredible increase in metabolic rate with the more mitochondria we have. And the larger that muscle cell becomes, the more metabolically active it becomes.
Let me throw something into this mix that really was a major breakthrough for me. Why is there fat in the first place?
Fat is good for us. We need fat.
Well, but
the right amount, small amount.
What's the whole principle behind fat?
Well, first of all, fat cushions our internal organs. Fat enables us to survive in times of famine.
Ah, bingo. Mm-hmm. But I'm redeemed from the curse of famine.
Amen.
My body didn't know it. And it's still working like crazy to just store everything it can because of the way I abused it. It got over into that.
Right.
Now, the Lord reminded me, we're redeemed from the curse of hunger and famine, but your mind has to be renewed to that, and the only way it's going to do it is through the confession of your mouth, and you're in there exercising and praise. God, I have no need for this extra fat on my body, only the percentage I need for my organs and my joints.
Amen.
It took a while.
Praise God.
Because I didn't believe it. Mm-hmm. I knew it, but I didn't believe it. But the more I said it and the more I read the scripture, I'm redeemed from the curse, and I go over here and find famine and I'm redeemed from it. Holy God, I'm redeemed from fat! And it hit me one day. Yeah, I really am. I'm redeemed from fat. I noticed a change in my hunger. It really wasn't hunger, it was appetite.
Right.
I noticed it. change started happening then, and change started happening in the exercising part of it, and all of this is just very recent. So you can do it after you're 70 years old, too, but don't wait until then. Amen. Get in there and do it now. Amen.
It is just so simple.
It's so big, man.
It is so easy once you understand the spiritual roots of this,
isn't
too.
Isn't that the truth of the whole thing?
And Danny Cahill, and I keep talking about Danny, but he won the Biggest Loser, he said that his fat and his weight was tied to his finances. Once he got his financial affairs in order, he says he was able to lose weight, he was able to stop smoking. Literally, everything came back into order when he got his finances in order.
You know, and that's all tied to the being redeemed from the curse.
Amen.
Because poverty is under that curse. It's listed along there with famine. Duh.
But there's the link. There's the link I haven't seen over the years, the link between finances and fat. There's a definite
it's
link.
It's there.
And stress and
the,
fat.
And it's in the link. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The link is in the being redeemed from the curse of famine and poverty.
Right.
There's the fat and the money.
Amen.
Being redeemed from the curse so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. There's the redemption. There's the prosperity and the lean, fat-burning machine.
And then there's the ministry and the power and the witness.
There it is, right? There's the witness.
Amen.
And that witness is what you're after.
Amen.
Isn't it?
But one thing very important about exercise.
And the side product is my clothes do look a little better on me than they used to.
Well, you're a living epistle. People say, want to know, what are you doing? I want to know what you're doing and what you're thinking and what you're living and what you're eating and what you're, you know, they want to know. It's a perfect witnessing tool.
But, it really is.
But something really important with exercise is maintaining proper posture. Mm-hmm. As we get older, most Americans start to bend over like this and they start going in what we call flexion. And I tell people, it's just like
I am not going to do that.
Praise God. But I think of Moses and
do you hear me? I'm not going to do that.
But see, this is just like a car's tires alignment, front alignment's out of alignment. And so the tires start to wear and tear. Same thing happens with our disc in our back, in our neck. We start to have increased wear and tear frictional forces. So we literally, unknowingly, as we go out of alignment, proper alignment, we start to develop arthritis, bulging disc, degenerative disc. So it's so important to bring our posture back. And that's why I have a whole chapter on posture. Postural exercises, how to bring it back, how to work these postural muscles. And I said before, a few days ago, about Thomas Edison said, the doctor of the future will not prescribe medicines. He'll interest the patient in the care of the human frame and posture, in proper diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease. So that is extremely important, is maintaining proper posture as you exercise.
You mentioned something a second ago. We got 3 or 4 minutes here. I want you to talk about this for a second or two. Moses climbed Mount Nebo, 120 years old. Now, yes, he had an infusion of God's power, but we have to remember that Jesus said, the least of those that have been born again in the kingdom of God are greater than the greatest of all of the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
So we have such an advantage here. But now, how much of a mountain was Nebo?
Was it
just some little old bitty hill?
No,
out
it was a few thousand feet high that he could look over into the promised land. He could see for hundreds of miles in the promised land.
And it was high enough he could get up there and see a long
way.
And that old man climbed that.
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting.
There was somebody, there was a friend of yours. There's a friend of yours that climbed that and they liked to die before they got to the top.
That's a man in his early 40s. He said it was the hardest climb he had done. And he was in pretty good shape. He exercised.
Not even 50 years old.
No.
And there's that 120-year-old man.
Climbing that. Listen,
climbing that mountain.
It says Moses was 120 years old, and this was in Deuteronomy 34, when he died. Yet his eyesight was clear, and he was as strong as ever. He was as strong as ever. I can imagine Moses. Strong posture, straight, eyesight good. Just a strong man that was not feeble at all. You could not describe Moses as being a feeble man. Yet, when so many Americans get old, They can't get out of the bathtub. They got to get these tubs where they can sit in them. Look, they can't get off the toilet.
When he was only 40, he was almost in that condition. Because that's when he went to the backside of that desert. No real commitment, dejected, thrown away.
Right.
And he came out of there a stutterer and feeble and weak. But when he made that commitment to God at 80, he was more man than he had been at 40 or a little better. What a change. What a testimony to us.
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing.
We can do this thing by the power of the Holy Ghost.
It's so easy to do.
Absolutely.
It's so, and talking about exercise, we have got to mention again a little more on bouncing, because Albert Carter wrote a book years ago on rebounding or bouncing.
Outstanding.
And I've included a chapter on rebounding because it's so important. It's so critical. But when he was in the first grade, they had to do sit-ups. And he did, he had never done a sit-up before, but they were trying to do as many as they could. He could do 429 sit-ups because he practiced.
At 7 years old.
And practiced jumping on a trampoline, never done one before. And the teachers couldn't believe it. They said, "You've surely been doing sit-ups or something." He said, "No, I've never done them." But what's so powerful is when you rebound or jump on trampoline, it works all the muscles in the body, but it also helps the lymphatics. Mm-hmm. The lymphatic system, doctors rarely talk about or discuss. The lymphatic system is our cellular garbage system, and it's also part of our powerful immune system. It keeps us healthy, keeps us strong, keeps us resistant to disease. And the lymphatics run upward. Now, the blood circulates through the body every, 60, 80 times a minute, but the lymphatics only go through the system only like one or two times a day. Yet when you rebound, you double and triple and quadruple the flow of the lymphatics. Because
and
lymphatics,
they're going up, aren't they?
They require muscular contraction.
That muscle has to
squeeze.
It has to be where it
compresses.
It won't allow
lymphatics,
it to come back down. It has to keep moving. It's a one-way valve kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. And that's what rebounding does. It helps those.
It strengthens that muscle.
It strengthens the muscle and it encourages lymphatic movement.
How important is that lymphatic system?
That lymphatic system is absolutely critical for a healthy immune system, for preventing cancer, for preventing degenerative disease, for removing waste products. See, a lot of people that really need this, especially fibromyalgia patients, cancer patients, chronic fatigue patients, arthritis patients, they have a buildup of this metabolic debris from the cells.
Now, was Dr. Carter correct? We're out of time. We got to say this quick. Was he correct in saying if you get that system working like it should, it's almost impossible to get sick?
Well, it's hard to get sick if you do it on a regular basis. If you're consistent with this and you're working your lymphatics, your body is staying free of a lot of disease.
And
absolutely.
It's not the heavy grunting and groaning. It's the acceleration of that bounce.
Mm-hmm,
right. Wow. We'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. Venezuela Victory Campaign will be held in Maracaibo, Venezuela, the 3rd and 4th of September. Come meet Kenneth Copeland at the Sports Center Pedro Elias Belisario Aponte. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. The 2010 Word Explosion Update in Columbia, South Carolina is the 14th through 16th of October. Join Kenneth Copeland, Chaplain A.L. Downing, and Bill Winston at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. God's got a great life for you, starting with getting and then staying in shape. It doesn't have to be difficult. With just a little time, you can be on your way to health and fitness for life. Take charge of your health and get lasting results with the Health and Fitness Package, which combines two books and a downloadable exercise video. I Can Do This Diet by Dr. Colbert puts the power of your brain and body chemistry to work to help you lose weight and keep it off. It's full of new medical breakthroughs and practical tips. Get Fit and Live by Dr. Colbert and his son Kyle Colbert takes the guesswork out of exercise and helps you understand how much and what kind of exercise you need to reach your goals, get healthy, and be fit for life. They'll show you how to lose weight quickly and easily using just 7 exercises for 7 minutes a day. It's all part of a health and fitness package that gets you started on the journey to living well and enjoying life. Order the health and fitness package today at a special 40% savings for just $25. This new package includes 2 powerful books by Dr. Don Colbert, Get Fit and Live, and I Can Do This Diet. For product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org. To order by phone, call 800-600-7395. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland. For these and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Now, because of our limited time on the air, boy, we have to just rush and to get all we can in here. But that's the reason why you need works like this, that Dr. Colbert and Kyle Colbert did this book. Here's what I like about this. This book is set up with targets. Now, they said, well, what do I do? What kind of exercise do I need to do? Is everybody just does the same thing? Well, the guy that's had trouble with his heart, there's certain exercises, particularly in the beginning of it, so that he needs to be doing. There's certain things he don't need to be doing here for a while. Well, this targets that. Targeting heart disease, targeting cancer, targeting the arthritis, and fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and osteoporosis and all these different diabetes, different exercises and training routines that these two anointed men have put together in this book. And thank God for pictures. Don't you like it when they do it in pictures instead of all these $9 words in there? Some of it, I don't even know what it is, but I'm looking at, hey, I'll tell you what, if she can do that, I can do it.
That's Mary.
And yeah, that's Mary, and they can look at her. Amen. But then you find out the women are stronger than the men to start with, so they are not the weaker vessels. So you treat them as though they're weaker vessels. That's what the scripture says. It didn't say they're weaker. They're stronger men. If that wasn't true, men would have to have the babies, and ain't no way that's going to happen.
No way.
But that's the reason it's so important to get hold of material like this that the Spirit of God put in these men's hearts. For you and me to be victorious. Praise God. Don't forget to pray for us going down to Venezuela. Praise God. It's so important. We'll see you tomorrow. Remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of this week's broadcasts, visit us online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Remember to request your free gift, The Decision is Yours, a book by Kenneth Copeland. For faster processing, request your copy online at kcm.org. Offer good for 30 days, 1 per household, please. If you need prayer, we're only a phone call away on our 24-hour prayer line, 1-800-600-7395.